You're on 981 2NM. It's time to catch up with Ken Lees for some no-nonsense building advice. Ken, how are you today?
Good, thank you, Andrew. Yeah,
that's the one. Mates, let's talk a little bit about roofing today. What are you looking at when you're doing an inspection when it comes to the very top of our house?
Good point. Yeah, well, okay, the whole thing about protecting habitable areas in your family is the roof. It keeps the rain, the snow and all that off it, off your family. Roofing materials vary a lot between metal and concrete and terracotta. All sorts of things are available. The most successful has been simply been the new Colorbond since about 1990. It comes in corrugated steel. You can put it down to 5 degrees. You can lower your roof and it just never leaks. The only thing with it is you get a bit of condensation, or what we call dew point, around between about 4 and 6 of a night. In the summer, you get a bit of condensation under it. But, it's the best product. The concrete tile roofs, after about 10 years, they lose that factory glaze and they tend to absorb a bit of moisture. And you can get mildews up in your ceilings and that sort of thing.
Ken, I've always wanted to know when it comes to the old roof tiles, you know, if my house was built, say, 25 years ago, is that a period that I should start worrying about maybe the age of my roof tiles wearing out or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. The concrete tiles have been around for a million years. They last longer than terracotta, to be perfectly honest. But all we do is specify that they get pressure cleaned properly with a biocidal bleach, you know, safe bleach, and paint it with 2 coats of good acrylic paint. You get another 20 years out of them.
And what does that do for it, like to be repainted? What does that, aside from the aesthetics of looking at it and it looking neat, is there any physical reason for it?
Well, you've answered one of them. The aesthetics, it usually costs between $5,000 and $9,000, depending on the size of your roof or the condition of it. But it adds thousands to the retail price of the roof because of the aesthetics. And it seals off the porous concrete tile where the original factory glazing's gone.
Ah.
It seals it off and stops the water getting in, you know, and you don't get mildews around the ceilings and cornices and things. It's a top job, yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when it comes to looking at a roof, do you consider the guttering to be part of the roof or part of the plumbing setup for a house? Which way does it work for you?
No, gutting's the roof. The gutter catches rainwater runoff from the roof. So as far as I'm concerned, the roof and the guttering are the same issue.
Yeah.
Downpipes are plumbing. I know that sounds a bit pedantic. Downpipes are plumbing, but the guttering's, I call that part of the roof. The Australian standards don't. The Australian standards say it's plumbing, but we all have our little idiosyncrasies.
We do, and that's one of the things on a house that so easily gets missed but can so easily be damaged, the guttering, can't it?
Yeah, we get up in the ladders and look around. If the guttering looks okay and it's not rusted, then but it might be a bit scaly or surface rusted. So we specify that it be pressure cleaned. When it's dry, paint it with a kill rust or one of those epoxy kill anti-corrosive paints. You know, you get another 15 years out of them.
Well, that is the top of the house for some no-nonsense building advice. Make sure you give Ken a call on 0414 49448. Ken, you have a lovely day. Thank you very much, as always, for your considered advice.
Always good to help, mate. No problem.